Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, yes. I seem to have fallen for the all-time scam here. I foolishly claimed a prize last night, which I've never done. And it said that I would be charged $2.95 for shipping. So when I checked my banking account, I was charged $59.89 for Better Wellness, which I didn't agree to pay.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
Sure, 15068.
And I thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
First name is Teresa, and the last name is Pavlock, P-A-V as in Victor, L-O-C-K.
And I do thank you for that, ma'am. And for security purposes, could I please have you to verify your address?
It's 308 Freeport Road.
All right, and I thank you for that. And let me, give me 1 second while I locate an account associate.
Sure, I appreciate your help.
You're more than welcome. And I do see that you actually recently entered a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And in the terms and conditions of the sweepstakes, it did state that it will automatically enroll you in a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps. And it does seem like you have earned the one that's called Bites Hub. Now, these meal planning apps, they're a great little app. They guide you to cut your carb and sugar intake.
Right, yeah.
They also have meal plans where they teach you how to eat better and feel better. Now, I can't do have this reduced to $20 a month for you.
Oh, no, I'm really not interested in that at all. I appreciate your efforts, but I don't know how I missed that.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry, but I just didn't realize.
That's fine. I can get you.
I guess I was so
excited
about the Dyson sweeper.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second and I'll get you counseled out of that, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. All righty. Ma'am, I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. You can't be billed anything further. I do have your cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready to take it down.
Now, will that $60 be put back into my account?
Now, what I can do, it was a valid charge. I can refund you at least 35% of that charge.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I can actually use my family and friends discount, and I could refund you 50% of that charge, would be $29.95 of what you were billed.
So it would be $29.95 of the $59.89.
That's correct.
So there's no way I could get a full refund.
Well, ma'am, now I can go up, and the most that it allow me to refund you would be 75%, and that I could refund you $44.92 of that charge, and it would take 3 to 5 business days for it to return to the account.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah, that would be acceptable.
All righty, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be $44.92, and it will take 3 to 5 business days for it to be refunded to that account, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
And a confirmation number, I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. It's C as in Charlie, 920-502-692.
C920. 502-692.
That is correct, and that is your confirmation for your for you being canceled out of the program and for the refund as well. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your help so much.
You're more than welcome.
I can't, you know, that's going to teach me to pay more attention.
Yes, ma'am.
I really appreciate it then. And,
You're more than welcome.
I'll just look for that in like I'll give it the full 5 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I don't see that, then I can check back, right?
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome to.
Okay. And your name again?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Joyce, you have been a wonderful help.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm glad I could, and I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Have a good weekend, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.